Good morning, everyone. Today is the 8th of September, 2021. Wednesday morning hop day. That's what they used to call it anyway, hop day. I guess it was the middle of the week. Anyway, when the pandemic first started out, people would say, well, if you're tired of the pandemic, turn off the television. And then people got saying, well, if you're tired of talking about masks, turn off the television. Then they start saying, if you're tired of hearing about the vaccine, turn off the television. Well, unfortunately, we're beyond that now, because you can go out in the middle of the state park and you can see signs that say, wash your hands and practice social distancing and wear a mask and take the vaccination. And then you can go down the highway and see signs, you know, we're all in this together. Take the vaccination. So even turning off the television doesn't cause this mass hysteria to go away. Okay. And now we've got Rick Wiles and True News, Rick Wiles, and Dr. Chuck Baldwin saying that the vaccine is actually the mark of the beast. I haven't gone that far. I do believe that the beast has influenced this vaccination, and I have said that I believe that the vaccination is the precursor to the mark of the beast. Whether it's actually the mark, I'm not going to go that far. But one thing I do still say, it's evil. It's very evil. The Lord is the God of knowledge, and by Him actions are weighed. That which is highly esteemed among men is abomination in the sight of God. There you go. That's a pretty good explanation for this vaccine. That which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. The Lord seeth not as man seeth. For man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh upon the heart. 1 Samuel 16:7. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh, shall the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit, shall the Spirit reap life everlasting. Galatians 6:7-8. What is man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall man give in exchange for his soul? Matthew 16:26. Philippians 3:7. Psalm 51:6. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts. Thou hast proved my heart. Thou hast visited me in the night. Thou hast tried me and shall find nothing. Psalm 17:3. Except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth not, but if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. 1 Corinthians 15:23. Now is Christ risen from the dead and become the firstfruits of them that slept. If we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. The Lord Jesus Christ shall change our vile bodies, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things of himself. If the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. A lot of people are thinking, they're trying to think about how they can preserve their lives. You know, they're taking all kind of vitamins and minerals, and they're trying to go on the treadmill every day, and they're trying to make sure they take the latest herbs and minerals and the new concoctions put together by man, and they're trying to, you know, have a very strict diet, you know. And a lot of people are vegans, you know, they don't eat any meat. And, you know, doesn't Scripture say something about that they would tell them to abstain from meat, you know? anyway, a lot of people spend a lot of time, and I'm not against eating right. I'm not against, I like to have meat once in a while, I will say. But, you know what? I did a message on, it's on YouTube if you want to see it. And it'll automatically pop up if you go to YouTube because I got on automatic, pop-up. But it's called, You Cannot Sustain Your Earthly Life. Regardless of what you try to do, I've seen people that, you know, are 100, 100, 203, and they talk about how they got to be that old and what they did. One guy said, I took a little whiskey every once in a while. Another gal said, you know, it was only because my mom gave us fruits and vegetables and out of the garden. That's why I've been able to preserve my life this long. And then another guy talked about how that he was a pharmacist and he had studied a lot and everything. You know, I have news for all three of you people if you happen to hear this. You did not preserve your life. God did. And it's just like people that try to figure out how they're going to get wealthy. You know, that's in God's hands too. Scripture tells us it is God that gives person the ability to get wealth. Man doesn't have that ability in and of himself because there's too many things that can stop him. Okay? And so the point that I'm trying to make today is that, you know, regardless of what you set out to do in life, you have to give God all the glory because he is the one that's in charge. You know? And that's why people just absolutely hate predestination. They hate to actually believe that the reins of their life are in the hands of Almighty God. They cannot accept the fact that God is in control of their destiny. They think that they have a hand in it. And that they also think that they have a hand in their salvation. You know? And, you know, it's just like I said, my sister-in-law, you know, said, nobody's going to take my free will away from me. And she's still touting that free will today. One of these days she'll find out that this isn't her free will. You know? And if she's one of God's elect, God will reveal that to her. You know? And there are people that live their whole life and you never ever hear them talk about election and predestination. You just never hear them talk about it. You know, I've listened to several of Chuck Baldwin's, you know, he says a lot of good things and he quotes a lot of scripture. But I've never heard him talk or preach on the doctrine of election and predestination. Why don't you do a sermon, Chuck Baldwin, on Ephesians 1 and 2? Why don't you do a sermon, Chuck Baldwin, on Romans 9 and Romans 8, 28 through 39? Why don't you do a, you know, I was pleased, Chuck, that you referred to John 17 in one of your sermons, late sermons. I'm glad that if you start preaching out of John 17, you're going to start endorsing the doctrine of election, I guarantee you. Okay? And I'll make the same exhortation to Rick Wiles in True News. I sent Rick Wiles all my book, God Does Not Love Everyone, but He Does Love His Elect from Everlasting to Everlasting. I sent Rick Wiles my book, The Lies of Free Will, and I didn't hear one response. How many times have I sent my book out to people, my books out to people, and they don't even respond? I met a guy here, a couple months ago, and he acted like he was my long-lost friend, and that he had finally come to endorse election. So I thought, well, when I get home, I'll send him my book. I got his address. So I sent him my books, and I didn't hear one word out of it. Okay, so there are a lot of people out there that they say what you want to hear. They'll tell you in your physical presence because they know the way you believe. And they're chameleons. They change their stripes with where they're at. So when he's amongst the Southern Baptists, I'm sure he'll promote, oh, I'm sure glad I have my free will. Then when he's with Larry, oh, you know what? God is sovereign. He's elect. And then when he's with someone else, you know, people are chameleons. Okay? They have all kind of stripes. You know? And so, I would say this, you need to tie a yellow ribbon around the old oak tree and surrender to God's sovereignty. Okay? Okay. Just yield to God's sovereignty, and the only way you're going to yield to it is if His Holy Spirit quickens you and causes you to be born again by His Spirit. Well, I've gone over time. So because I've gone over 10 minutes, that keeps me off of one of my platforms, because they limit me to 10 minutes. So I wasn't supposed to be on that platform this morning. But anyway, you know, the only thing I can tell you, if you're tired of the pandemic, I guess you're going to have to put a blindfold on, you know, a hanky over your eyes when you go out. But how are you going to drive your car? Okay, with a blindfold on. So the only thing I can tell you is that, you know, keep a sense of humor. Realize we're all going to die. And if they execute the actual mark of the beast, you know, if I got an email from somebody and they said, you know, I hope that God will give us His grace. And that's, yes, we have hope. But I can tell you, if we're one of God's elect, we will persevere until the end, because that's called eternal life. And God says, I give unto you eternal life, and no man can pluck you out of my hand, and no man can pluck you out of my Father's hand. And so, anyway, I've gone down a lot of rabbit trails today, but I want you to be encouraged and realize that if you're one of God's elect, you're one of His sheep. You not only hear His voice, but He's made the choice. God bless.